It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Inbound LeBron, he will hold in the right corner. The clock winding down, and the horn sounds here in L.A., and the Timberwolves have defeated the Lakers 103-96. They close out the series in 5 games. And for the first time in franchise history, the Timberwolves have advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
Thank you, Timberwolves Radio, for that. Lakers in five, what? No, Timberwolves in five. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, and we will have plenty of time to talk about the T-Wolves and whoever their next opponent is going to be, whether it's Golden State or Houston. But Pearl, today, the postmortem on the LA Lakers and what is a wild season ends extremely flat. You owe Rudy Gobert a gigantic apology.
I do not.
I do not. But anyway.
I apologize.
Perloff owes apologies. He's like doling him out like he's a blackjack dealer at the table.
Do you know how bad Rudy Gobert was in the series in the first 3 games?
But how good was he last night? But anyway, we have plenty of time to talk about
But that's about
Rudy.
The Lakers because the Lakers stink.
Okay, well, that's actually the point. That's really the point we want to get on here. We will talk about Rudy's redemption game in just a moment with 24 rebounds, nine on the offensive side. But LeBron and Luka, whether it's because Luka's back injury flared up in this game, whether it's because LeBron just hit a wall and he actually banged knees at one point in this game, they were both not good. And on their home floor in a game five facing elimination, I expected more from those two guys. And I think everybody did. Austin Reeves was also terrible. JJ Redick was also terrible. So you can pass the blame around, Pearl, but it gets you wondering, can the LeBron-Luka combination actually win a title?
And the answer is no to me, and it's because Rudy Gobert just put 27 points on you. Now, Rudy Gobert is the famous playoff choker, but if you are going to go into the Western Conference without a center, and you're the Lakers, and you think you can cobble this together with a 40-year-old LeBron James and a Luka Doncic on a new team, he doesn't really know the team, and make this all work with no big man at all against a team with Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert, I mean, this is pure fantasy. I should have seen this coming. And by the way, the Warriors had the same problem where they don't have any big guys, but I just feel like they're younger and sort of better. The Lakers were exhausted. They played, they were so tired. They just don't have enough around LeBron and Luka. You said you expected more from LeBron and Luka. I think part of the problem is there's just not enough support for those guys, and they were exhausted, had to do too much. And you saw it, the fact that Rudy Gobert, who's been nothing but a playoff disaster his entire career, was the MVP last night.
Oh, shades of Wilt Chamberlain is what I was hearing last night for Rudy Gobert, and Julius Randle with a fantastic night as
well.
Oh, yeah,
that's another guy who's never been good in the playoffs.
Exactly.
But when you're going against the Lakers, they just don't have the bodies.
Okay, so here's the why I'm going to disagree with you. And while I was disappointed in LeBron, I do think this is a stain on his permanent resume because, you know, you got the gift of, like, Luka kind of just helicopter lands in your lap, and you guys couldn't get out of the first round, and it was a gentleman's sweep. I do think there is so much potential here, even with LeBron going to be 41 next year, and yeah. Here's why. First of all, yes, they don't have a center. They tried. Mark Williams, the trade got rescinded. I don't know if he would have been that much of a difference maker, but now you go into the offseason, Pearl, and, like, the plan couldn't be any clearer of what Rob Pelinka and the front office have to do. You need size. You need it right. You needed it yesterday, but you need it right away. So obviously this should be clear. Did anyone else notice Kyrie Irving sitting in the front row? Do you think that's a mistake? He's going to be a free agent also. Now he's hurt, so I don't know what the situation is there, but they also need somebody, I think, because you talk about all the time, Luka being a ball stopper and LeBron has a tendency at times to play hero ball, even though he's one of the smartest players in the NBA who's ever played. But I think they also need somebody who's going to be facilitating more. Like, here, the assignment is clear for, to me, what the Lakers need. So why can't they fix it in a time where Luka gets more comfortable, JJ Redick gets more experience? Like, it can all trend upwards.
Wait, what do you... I'm sorry, I don't totally understand. So the assignment is to get somebody like Kyrie Irving?
No, the assignment is to get a center.
But you said a playmaker. Well, like, how do you make a play? Like, what is the guy going to... Is he going to steal the ball from Luka Doncic and then distribute? How is anyone going to distribute when Luka is dribbling the entire time? I don't understand how this player comes in.
It's because they have to play a little more like how you want them to play.
Well, with Luka Doncic, how?
Pearl, do they want to win or do they not want to win?
Sometimes
you have to try to find different aspects and avenues of your game. Luka's only 26. This is not, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I refuse to believe that.
There's only one possible way LeBron gets back to the finals. He opts out and goes back to Cleveland. Because if he tries to stay with this crew in the West, there is no way. That's the other thing. Like, LeBron is very realistic. He's always looked around him. This team, they are in... I've never seen more lopsided conferences. There's no way a 41-year-old LeBron, Luka, and anybody else... Next year's West is going to be 10 times worse than this year's West. And now, look, they ran into the sixth seed, and the sixth seed was amazing. There's just way too... There's no way you can put together a crew that is going to beat all these teams. Normally, LeBron would leave and get to the East as fast as he could. That would be a LeBron action that he's done a million times. But this, he's gone to a place where he knows that there's no super team coming here. It's just not happening.
You know, and I know why he's not leaving.
He's a Bronny, right?
Yes.
No, I think the great, the way
DNP,
this...
Mr. DNP himself. A lot of guys were DNPs. That was mean.
Damn.
That was mean. I'm sorry.
Well, this is how the story would end if I think the universe would write it, that LeBron gifts Bronny the Lakers, then leaves. Would be, in many people's mind, the ultimate LeBron move. So it's all about him. And the Lakers, Bronny's sitting there, and he's in Cleveland playing in the NBA Finals. That would just be amazing. Because that would be, of course, everything was about LeBron and nothing was about the team. We have good friends who laugh so hard at that.
Here's LeBron not commenting. Let's hear cut two, please, Manny, on his future. Not sure how much longer he's going to play.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play.
We'll spare everybody. He's playing next year. The question is, does he opt into the, about $51 million or whatever that the Lakers owe him, or he can opt out. He could sign a new three-year deal for like $137 million. So we've got some money to move around here. But here's another one from LeBron. Manny, can I hear cut one? Was asked about the Lakers not having a center, and we all knew this, guys. Like, we knew this from the trade deadline, that the moment that Mark Williams' trade got rescinded, this was going to be an issue. Here's LeBron.
No comment. I never say that because my guy AD said what he needed, and then he was gone the following week. So I got no comment. I put that uniform on every night. I gave everything I had, and And that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
That was your laugh track? That wasn't the media. I mean, it could have been. Because this is where I, you know, LeBron fans like myself, this is what makes it hard. Like, LeBron has no input, no say whatsoever on the team building, or he's not going to at least try to have some kind of input on the team building, saying, I just come to work, put the jersey on, put my head down and go to work. Spare me. You can't claim that now. I'm sure the Lakers would love it if it was that way, but it's not, because you know Rich Paul's going to get involved. You know LeBron's people are going to get involved.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any moves he has here in L.A. I think the time is running out. There's a clock over this team's head, and that's LeBron's future. He's going to be 41. You saw, he definitely did not look like it.
No,
he looked like an older LeBron little bit. He's still very, very good.
There was a moment when he hit a three, I think, with about 3 minutes left to go in this game, and I think that gave the Lakers a one-point lead or pulled it within two. I can't remember, but they were still in it. And then after he settled for another three, it clanked, and you could just see and it's not his fault. I'm not saying he's the only one. But the energy just drains out of this Lakers team so fast.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of amazing that Luka, if you actually look at it on paper, Luka went to a worse team. You know, he downgraded from Dallas to L.A. Last year's Dallas team was very good. They built around Luka. So I just don't think that they can get the timing all right to build a championship roster around LeBron. If that's the case, then what are we doing here?
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So now you've seen it. From what you've seen so far, do you think LeBron and Luka together can win a title? Now, we know they need more help. Obviously, this is what off seasons are for. Now, here's the thing, though. They have, I believe, next year's first, I think, is top four protected. And then 2 years later.
Next year's not this June. You mean
2027?
Right, so.
I'm just trying to think of the assets they have. Like, in terms of putting together a blockbuster trade. You know, they got lucky that Nico Harrison is such a bonehead that he didn't demand five future first-round picks from the Lakers to sign Luka Doncic. It's only one. And EJ, I think I'm right that it's 2029? Now I can't remember.
Wait, I think that they do not have a lot of picks to trade.
I'm just saying, like, it's not going to be easy, but they know what the assignment is. Do you think they can do it?
So, by the way, they have first-round picks in 26, 28, 30, and 31.
Okay. Oh.
But
so none in 27, none in 29.
But you can't trade two first-round picks 2 years in a row.
Right. And 27, you were talking about, that's the one that's top four protected.
Okay.
So they can't do anything with that.
Okay. So what did you say?
I get so confused. Who's top four? Like, they mean?
The Lakers top four.
Okay. And it goes to Utah?
Yes, it goes to Utah if it's not in there. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, Utah.
Right.
They always are sneaking around in there, aren't they?
Anyway. But here's the thing. I don't think there's this mythical piece that they can add. It's kind of hard. Giannis, is that? But that can't possibly.
It's not enough.
It's not enough of a deal. Yeah, no, right. The Bucks wouldn't do this.
Exactly.
Well, the problem also is that they have to match salaries.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Unless they're trading LeBron James, they're not getting Giannis. Yeah, okay.
Which they would do.
They could trade Luka.
Yeah, right.
Back to Dallas.
Like a house.
I heard this Anthony Davis guy in Dallas.
You know
who
would fit perfectly? Anthony Davis. Let's do it. Right now, Rob Pelinka. All right, Nico, I'll give you a second round pick in 2031 for Anthony Davis. What do you think? Well, I like that odds. Fleece Nico again. Go back to the well.
Man, I know. How are these guys not more successful? It's crazy. One team got ousted in the first round, the other team got ousted in the play-in tournament. And meanwhile, Anthony Edwards gets to go on like a mini victory tour here because everyone picked the Lakers, and now he gets to troll everybody.
So. You know what makes it? Yes, but you have to admit, it was not pretty.
No,
my guy Ant-Man, I'm like, oh man, this is good. If they play like last night, they're going. I mean, it's a sweep by the Warriors, and assuming the Warriors advance. Ooh. I mean, they set an all-time record for missed threes. Does anyone notice that? I think it was the worst Timberwolves game. And you think Rudy Gobert is going to be on the court against the Warriors? Again, you're saying I owe Rudy Gobert an apology. Get out of here.
Look at
his game log coming into this. Look how many points he scored against Jackson Hayes. And nobody, he was averaging 2 points a game in the first four games.
Well, J.J. Redick put Jackson Hayes in witness protection, along with half the roster. And I understand that, you know, you got to tighten up your rosters in the playoffs. But the guys, like, watching Luka be so exhausted. You know, LeBron's like learned how to take these sort of breaks in the game.
Yeah.
Luka's definitely not learned how to do that. It's painful to watch him at times.
Yeah. Especially this series because he had to play so many minutes.
And his back was hurt. Let's hear from Luka talking about his back, man. He cut six. It was achy after the injury.
It's not good at all, but, you know, I tried to go. So that's it.
Okay. Back injuries. Not awesome when you're a professional athlete. I'd take elbow, head, shoulders, knees, and toes or whatever before I take back and feet. Right?
Backs are terrible. Uh-oh.
Backs are bad.
Am I sensing what I think I'm hearing?
Well, I'm not saying Nico was right.
It sounded like you were headed in that direction, Maggie. Did anyone else hear that?
No, but I'm like, what, you know, this is the thing. I always feel terrible for regular people like us. When someone's like, I have either back pain or I have migraines. Because I feel like doctors are kind of like, we don't got really anything for you. Like with some really powerful drugs that's going to change your lifestyle. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know, Manny. Those sound like recreational ones to you. But back issue.
Well, I mean,
back issue.
I think it's pretty obvious Luka needs to get in shape. I mean, Joel Embiid probably has back issues. He needs to do some sit-ups in the offseason. Get that core going.
He did get hurt. Like he got clubbed in the head by Dante, which injured his back. It wasn't like he was running up the court and he pulled something.
Yeah. No, but it's connected. Like your back, you don't get a back injury out of the blue. Your body is prepping for that. Like if you're super great shape and loose and limber and ready to go, you can withstand that kind of thing.
Let's also hear from Luka about his future. Cut nine, please. Has not yet thought about the looming contract extension, which he's up for.
I didn't think it yet. You know, I've been focused on basketball, so obviously this is the time, you know, now to think about everything.
Okay. I mean, he's doing this, right?
Oh, my God. The Lakers are – obviously. Like, what would be the whole point of this if they didn't sign that?
Yeah, it has to happen. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So we're asking you this morning, do you think LeBron and Luka can win a title together? EJ, do you mind putting the poll up?
Wait, I'll make a prediction. 90% say no.
Well, you can't be a prisoner of the moment here, and you can't expect that they're going to go into next year with the same roster. Obviously,
I want my damn respect too.
Right, but the options are limited, and I just don't think LeBron. You can't ignore the age, Maggie. That's the thing. I think it's a fantasy to think that he's not going to get worse, just by definition. And he's really, really good. But, man, if you had a prime LeBron last night, it'd be a totally different animal, obvious statement of the year. You could see this is not 29-year-old LeBron, of course.
Okay, well, can I actually bring something up then about another thing that needs to change for the Lakers to actually have a shot? I was thinking about this last night as I'm watching LeBron kind of, you know, had moments in the fourth quarter, but he and Luka were bad in the fourth quarter of this series. In games 4 and 5 in the fourth quarter, Luka and LeBron combined to go 4 for 18. And it looked worse than that, quite frankly. You know, this was a team, usually these are guys are closers, right? This is what LeBron has been in his career. Luka, you hope he turns into that. They were anything but in this series. Something has to change about the regular season, I think, with LeBron. Like, this is now where he's at 41. You got to, like, put him on ice for significant amounts of the regular season in order to have him fresh for the playoffs. And I know LeBron takes his post-All-Star break every year, and, you know, he'll come up with some phantom
injury. The groin
injury. Yeah.
It's always the groin.
Whatever, something, tendonitis. And he'll kind of go on a little bit of a hiatus.
Hey, LeBron, we're pulling for your groin.
It's got to be way more managed than that. And I don't know if J.J. Redick or the front office or whoever is going to be able to get that across to him. Maybe they show him the tape from the fourth quarters of this series and say, you can't be going like pedal to the metal through the regular season. He's still averaging 35 minutes a game through the regular season. He played 70 games this year.
Yeah, I mean,
that's more than most superstars, listen, it feels like.
If I don't know how much load management there is for this team. I don't think you can load manage and solve this Kawhi Leonard style.
You didn't have to be the 3 seed. You didn't. I'm not saying you want to be
listen,
the play-in.
They were, what, 2 games away from the play-in. This is the West.
The
bottom line is this: you can't ignore the fact that there is so much young talent coming up in this particular conference. You mean the Spurs just got the Rookie of the Year? I mean, this is like how LeBron's going to get out of this Game of Thrones situation is impossible. You look at the other teams around him, and that's what happens. Younger players come up, And
but he's paired with one of those guys. See, that's where
one
it's
one of
like,
those guys. I think you need two.
Well, 888.
That's what he needed in Miami.
Yeah. That's true. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. What'd you see last night? I imagine, Laker fans, you got to be sick. I mean, if you're grading these guys in terms of last night, I mean, F. Like, LeBron, not good. J.J. Redick, not good. Austin Reeves, awful. Luka had the back thing, so maybe give him a pass there, but just bad. And Anthony Edwards going 0 for 11 from 3. And you still lost. They shot 7 for 47, yeah. The Timberwolves, from three-point range, and you lost.
Most missed three-pointers ever in the history of the NBA.
Like, how do you not make a team pay for that? They just couldn't because Rudy Gobert was such a monster inside. They couldn't get a rebound. All those misses were actually corralled by the Timberwolves, and 24 of them by Rudy Gobert.
Yes, because you don't have any big man, and there are, you know, LeBron and Luka ran out of steam. This is, the Lakers are not going to put this together. I vote no on the poll.
All right, go to X. Go to X.com.
Go to X at Maggie and Pearl. Join me. Join me.
Campaign.
This is declarative.
888-710-44. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. That's our number. Good morning, everybody. Will the Lakers, LeBron James, and Luka win a title together?
The Timberwolves!
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And I never thought I'd say this, but Shaq has video of Rudy Gobert.
And I never thought I would say these words that are about to come out of my mouth, but Rudy Gobert is dominating. Roll the tape.
Roll the tape is right.
It's going to be a good day with Maggie and Perloff.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. I can't believe they took a break from debating man versus gorilla last night, because I know that was 90% of the conversation on TNT.
Yeah, everywhere.
But I'm not buying this. Rudy Gobert is awesome. Rudy Gobert came into that game. First four games, he was 3-for-14 and was averaging 2 points a game against the Lakers with no center. Do you realize how bad he was? And have you ever seen the movie? I was thinking about this analogy. You guys seen the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
That's a preview of what the Golden State Warriors are going to do if Rudy Gobert is on the court. They're going to hunt him all game long. Like, you've never seen a guy hunted in his life. That's what the Mavs did to him last year. They're like, where's Gobert? We got to get a guard onto Gobert, and that's 2 points. They're going to destroy that guy. If the team will try and play Rudy Gobert against the Warriors, say if the Warriors advance, I think they sweep.
All right, well, you got to give Gobert, literally Shaq choking on his words. You've got to apologize. 27
I'm not
points, 24 rebounds, 9 on the offensive end. Here's the thing about Gobert, though. Last night, he's the only reason that this was able to work, because the Timberwolves were so off on their shooting that him rebounding the ball in such a, and some of the blocks, but him rebounding the ball the way he did kept them alive in the game. Anyone who shoots this poorly, right, 7-for-47 from 3, Anthony Edwards 0-for-11 from 3, you lose that game.
Right,
it was his rebounding that kept them in it.
It was just because the Lakers were exhausted. Normally he can't do this. So it was J.J. Redick. Thank him for that, for wearing them down. And I don't think the T-Wolves would have kept chucking it like that if Gobert didn't get every offensive rebound. Do you think it's possible they might have adjusted and stopped shooting those?
Here's Anthony Edwards was amazed by his teammate Rudy Gobert.
He had 24 rebounds.
Yeah. Good.
He was a dragon tonight. Rudy was the dragon. Yeah, he was a dragon tonight, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Nah, he wasn't a dragon from Antarctica, though. He was a dragon from Game of Thrones tonight. Yeah, nah, he was incredible tonight, to answer your question.
Impressing his own teammates. Anthony Edwards was on one last night. Can we hear more from him? Said it feels good to win in 5 after everyone picked the Lakers.
You know what makes it feel even better is that they said Lakers in 5 and the Wolves won in 5. So I think that makes it feel 10 times better.
Yeah, I'm the truth.
Want to hear from TikTok a little more? Okay, let's hear now from TikTok. This is not the official press conference. This is out on the street. Anthony Edwards trolling Laker fans as he's leaving the Crypto.com arena. We have more about him trolling Shannon Sharpe. Let's hear that. Yeah.
No, that was him trolling Shannon Sharpe. This would
be that's
him
the Lakers in 5. Out. Okay, yeah. Like, Shannon Sharpe doesn't have more on his plate right now. More from Ant-Man.
I'm minding my business, man. How y'all gonna be with me? I just sent y'all home. Hey, how they gonna do that?
If you couldn't hear that well, he said the good guys died in this movie. Morris Chestnut died in this movie.
I like how there's a saxophone playing in the background,
yeah,
too.
Smooth jazz outside.
Hey, Morris Chestnut died in this movie.
Yes, what do you think of that? You like it?
Wait, help me with this analogy. So Morris Chestnut, so the Lakers are the good guy.
Yeah, well, okay. They're the home team tonight.
I mean, that was tragic when Morris Chestnut died. That's one of the most tragic movie deaths we've ever seen. I don't know if the Luka LeBron counts as that. Normally, I would say for a normal NBA player, I would be just like, shut up, you won a first round series. You're supposed to walk away and say, we have a lot of work ahead to do. But Ant-Man doesn't follow any other rules.
Nope.
He's just oblivious. He's like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to slay the biggest giants. And he doesn't seem to care. Like, would you really normally want your star to say after a first round series, yeah, we're really excited. We beat the Lakers, but we have much more work to do. Not Ant-Man.
No, it's not exactly, what is it, business-like? I don't know.
Act like you've been there before. And it works for him. He just doesn't seem, he seems above it all.
Well, it works for him now. You can't keep chirping like that and then losing, right? So
right.
They lost last year to the Mavs.
He was wiped out. He was so busy. He had carried the team last year. It seems like they, you know, who I hate to say is really good, another playoff loser, Julius Randle. I mean, he's never been good in the playoffs, but I think the matchup helped him a lot too. The Lakers, again, this comes back to the Lakers were not a really good team. They were just worn down.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're asking you, will Luka and LeBron ever win a title together? So you can go vote on that one. Also, another question for you. Who are you blaming the most for last night? LeBron, Luka, or J.J. Redick? I know there's another spot on the poll we could put. I feel like Austin Reeves could probably take that, but yeah.
Austin Reeves.
I mean, he was bad, but
I think the expectations are lower on him. Yeah.
He said he was terrible. I mean, he was. But anyway, I don't know if we leave Reeves out of this one.
I think we should put him in. I think a lot of Lakers fans are mad at him.
All right. Put him in.
I mean, it doesn't feel like he fits in that with LeBron, Luka, Austin Reeves. Yeah, I'm just saying, it's like, will you put Jared Vanderbilt on there? Like,
I mean, he's not Jared
Maxie
Vanderbilt.
Cleaver.
Smush, I mean, Parker.
He's a lot closer to Jared Vanderbilt than he is to LeBron James.
But he's about
James.
To be the third highest paid player on the team.
Right. Yeah, he's a lot closer to Jared Vanderbilt than he is LeBron James. That's in my opinion.
Not in the scoring. He averaged 20 this year.
Yeah, no, I'm with Perloff. When you have LeBron, Luka, and J.J. Redick, and Rob Pelinka, you can't blame Austin Reeves. There's just like,
you guys are living in a world that the Lakers didn't play this season.
Yeah, I know what you mean,
Austin Reeves
EJ,
has
but
been
just,
very important this year.
If you pull back and you think about it, the overall course of NBA history, we're all going to remember LeBron, Luka Doncic. No one's going to remember Austin Reeves. No offense, Austin
Well,
Reeves.
He's going to be a big part of this team for a long, long time.
Yeah, I just don't know that you could ever blame him before you blame LeBron or Luka or
understand.
The head coach.
Let's put Andrew Bynum on the poll.
Where is that guy? Bogus has headlines for us. What's going on?
Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
I'm the petty king.
They probably should have just stayed in San Francisco and fast-forwarded to Game 6. The Warriors and Rockets did play Game 5 in Houston last night. It was a 30-point game. Late through mid-third quarter, so Steve Kerr gave up.
Is Steve Kerr playing? Looks like Steve Kerr might
be punting the game.
Kevin Knox is out here. Yeah, but I love Kevin. That's my guy. He is one of my guys.
It looks like he's punting and getting ready for a game back at home on Friday night.
Rockets TV in disbelief as Kerr pulled his starters with 5.5 minutes left in that third quarter. His team was down by 29. Ime Udoka followed suit a few minutes later, but then put his Houston starters back in the fourth when Golden State cut the lead to 17. Houston held on for a 131-116 win. Steve Kerr's team, though, still leads 3-2.
Young team, you know, on their home floor, trying to stay alive. They came out and threw haymakers at us. They made every shot in the first quarter. So we got what we deserved.
Houston got 20-point games from Fred VanVleet, Amen Thompson, and Dylan Brooks. The T-Wolves got those 27 points and 24 boards from Rudy Gobert to close out the Lakers in Game 5 in L.A., 103-96.
Feels great. Feels great. You know, we had a season with a lot of ups and downs, and to come here and play the way we do tonight means a lot.
That's Gobert post-game on TNT. This is the first time in T-Wolves history, by the way, they've won a playoff series in back-to-back years. The Lakers, meanwhile, back to the drawing board after losing the final 3 games of this series.
And I think there was a stat that this is the first time the Lakers have ever been eliminated in the first round when they are a 3 seed or higher.
I saw that, too. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I saw this stat. They've been eliminated in the first round every year except for the title year since LeBron got there. Is that right? They made the conference finals.
No, they made the conference finals right. 2 years ago.
But how many times has LeBron lost in the first round now?
So it feels like they're all as a Laker.
Yeah.
Well, one of those,
he never lost as a Cav in the first round?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, he definitely didn't.
I also blame the West. I mean, this conference is not easy. This Lakers team, we say all this, they'd probably be in the conference finals in the East.
One last NBA note, Hawks guard Dyson Daniels voted most improved player after leading the league in steals and setting career highs in points, rebounds, and assists. Former FSU QB Jordan Travis retiring yesterday without playing a single NFL snap. The Jets drafted him in the 5th round last year, with Travis coming off that nasty lower leg injury suffered with the Noles in November of 2023. That leg has not recovered well enough to resume playing. Back in March, you may remember his agent criticized the Jets for pushing Travis's rehab too fast.
Yeah, lawsuits in 3, 2, 1. Although he did thank the Jets, I think, in his handwritten note, but a lawsuit's got to be coming, I would imagine, right? About pushing him back too quickly and ending his career.
Has that lawsuit ever happened?
That was a couple of years ago. You guys might remember an offensive lineman, I think, sued the Jets over his rehab. I'll find it. But anyway, I was thinking about this with Jordan Travis. We're not going to. Outside of FSU, we're probably not going to remember this guy 10, 20, 30 years from now. But man, what a divergent way his career could have went if he doesn't get hurt at the end of the year, they make the college football playoff. Who knows? Maybe they win a game. You don't know. And then either he is a much higher draft pick or he goes back to school and gets more NIL. If I think he still had some eligibility. They all have eligibility. And then now, you know, well, it's just over.
He had to go.
He is pretty old.
Yeah. He started out in Louisville, right?
Yeah.
And I understand that Quinn Ewers played in a semifinal and he got drafted in the seventh round. So maybe it doesn't matter. But if he had played well, maybe he becomes a third round pick, gets into a great situation, and you're off. Now you're a career backup and you're making $6 million a year.
Well, I mean, you just, I thought you were going to go. You're like, he could have gone much differently. You were slotting him as a career backup in this much of these sliding doors. It's like, well, maybe if everything went right.
He could have been Case Keenum. He could have had a State Farm commercial.
Case Keenum started 70 games.
He could have had your phone number.
I don't think the NFL ever really was into Jordan Travis at all.
But he was a fifth round pick with one leg.
By the Jets.
A third round projection because healthy,
I,
no?
I wonder what his, he was short. There is no doubt. And he was not athletic. He was old, short, and not that good anyway. I personally don't think the NFL would have happened there. So I'm curious if he does do this lawsuit. I'd love to see a judge say, how much money did you actually lose here? Because I don't know what he was going to make.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy. You do feel, because like you felt bad for FSU at the time that they got completely railroaded by not making the college football playoff. And he seems like the biggest loser out of all this. Anyway, Bogues, back to you.
The Diamondbacks snapped the Mets' 8-game home winning streak last night, 4-3. The Royals blanked the Rays 3-0. Lefty Noah Cameron took a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his first big league start. And the Blue Jays topped the Red Sox 7-6-10 after trailing 6-0. This feels like our fault. Mike Trout left yesterday afternoon's Angels game with left knee discomfort. That apparently the result of trying to beat out a ground ball to second. The team called the exit a precaution, and Trout said he thought he could play today.
He better play today. I got a show bet I'm trying to win, man.
That one was on me, by the way. I brought up his name yesterday.
No, but Maggie was the one that said, let's be honest, when was the last time he played a full season?
But there's also this thing. I saw Mike Trout has gotten injured on this exact date before.
Oh, my goodness.
April 30th, I think it was.
Does he play like on top of an Indian burial ground?
I mean, there's no way. I mean, pretty much every date on the calendar, Mike Trout has got injured on this day.
Finally, some playoff hockey. The Panthers closed out the Lightning by taking Game 5 in Tampa 6-3. The Capitals are done with the Canadiens in 5, 4-1 in D.C. last night. The Jets took a 3-2 lead on the Blues with a 5-3 home win. Guys, back to you.
Yeah, this is we have a home run derby going on with the show, and Manny took Mike Trout, and we kind of clowned him for it, and then Mike Trout got off to this incredible start, and we're like, well, he's going to get hurt, and he literally, that conversation was literally yesterday, and then he literally got hurt maybe 7 hours later, something like that. Jim is in South Carolina, though, wants to weigh in on LeBron. What's up, Jim?
I want compensation, by the way.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Jim. How's it going?
Hey, good morning.
What do you got on LeBron James, dude?
Yeah, so I think this helps cement the argument of who is the GOAT, and that is between LeBron and Michael. And that is the fact that when it came down to crunch time, when it came down to picking up your teammates, when it came down to making your teammates better in crunch time, it is still Michael Jordan.
Listen, yes, Michael in crunch time was amazing. What he did on the defensive side, too, I don't even know if that gets lost, but he was incredible in crunch time, not just offense, but also defense. But here's the thing about this LeBron-Jordan debate. Jordan was long retired with what LeBron's trying to do at 40.
Right. LeBron's last playoff game, Jordan's last playoff game, he was 34. It was the last time they won a title in Chicago. Wasn't in the playoffs to fail at 38, 39, 40. Like
right.
LeBron
so
is.
It's kind of like, do you give LeBron extra credit for being out there and actually being, you know, he is trying. He was bad last night. You can't skirt that. But you don't think that that matters in the GOAT debate? The fact that LeBron's actually still out there where Jordan was full time at a blackjack table by 40.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a longevity versus peak argument.
Sure.
If you judge him, like, who is a better player at their peak? That's, I think, a way a lot of people do the GOAT debates. So I think it's a style choice, too.
But Jordan did go out in first rounds.
Well, my argument is the fact that at their peak, and if you want to go back to that, at their peak, Michael always lifted his teammates up, found a way to win. There wasn't any excuses. And I don't think at this point, I think everybody's just giving him sympathy or participation points to LeBron.
I think it's more than that, Jim. I don't know if you're trying to disrespect
participation boys. That's also
just not fair. I mean, he's still one of the best players in the league.
Also,
at 40.
But it also feels like, and Jim, thank you for the phone call, but it feels like you are talking about peaks, but you're applying right now to this argument. Like, if we want to go back to LeBron's peak, if you want to go back to 2013, 2014, 2015, whatever you think his peak was, maybe it was even started earlier than that. You know, yes, did he get some criticism early in his career for passing in certain... He's making the right basketball play, by the way, but passing in certain situations and being deferential, fine. But then he did have years where he was that guy. We have hours and hours of footage of him being that dude. And I think it was the game against Detroit when he was the first time around in Cleveland that first cemented the fact that he could be that closer, and then obviously goes on from there.
Making the right basketball play. That's like, hey, Manny, I want to introduce this girl. Great personality.
Listen, even Jordan passed his gym to Paxton and Kerr.
Do not care about personality.
I mean, he did, though, right? I mean, you were there. You saw those things.
I mean, come on, but still. Like, LeBron.
LeBron, early on, and he'll
be the first to admit this, he should have been more aggressive in closing situations.
Sure.
So, made the right basketball play. I think it's kind of funny.
He also won a conference with Booby Gibson, which Michael Jordan didn't.
Listen, that was
Ira
not,
Neubel
that was
in
not to
finals.
Denigrate his legacy, but just to say that he needed an adjustment on his late game philosophy. He wasn't making the right basketball play.
But Jordan, to be fair, will also tell you that he needed to trust his teammates more in order to win.
Yeah. No, I listen. Right. Young Jordan, obviously, you said that Jordan lost first round series. Yeah, young Jordan needs some time to figure it out. Most players do, except for apparently Anthony Edwards, who can beat Hall of Famers left and right. He's just like, let's go.
And then trolls everybody afterwards.
The legend killer.
Yeah, the legend killer.
888-710-4ISN. I think Jim brings up a good point, though. And this is, you know, is there anything LeBron can do at this point to catch Jordan in people's minds? Because it's going to have to be winning another title. That might bring some people over.
That's why I don't know why he's still playing, to be honest. Like, because at this point... If Perloff is right that there is no chance he can really win a title with this team, he ain't winning nowhere else. Because he's not getting himself to Cleveland unless he's going to take a mid-level exception or like $1 million to play there.
Well, why not? I mean, why not take a mid-level?
I don't think there's any chance LeBron's doing that. You'd be right. I'm just saying.
Maggie brought this up before the show. Why not cut your salary, which he can have the option to do to bring in more help?
He should, but I think, I don't know if the players union want him to do that, quite frankly. That's a big part of it. And I think he's not going to play for something that he doesn't feel he's worth. So if he's not
he's
doing
trying
that,
to buy a franchise, you know?
Yeah, that $50 million, that ain't a number to sneeze at.
No.
That's a lot of money. Like, I don't think he's passing that up. And trust me, like, he'll get that money from somebody. Like, even if he said, okay, I'm opting out, somebody will give him $50 million. He has a choice of $50 million from the Lakers somewhere else or taking $5 million to play in Cleveland. That's he's going back there.
That's some good fiscal analysis right there, EJ. That's a lot of money.
Call me Warren Buffett.
But I mean, after taxes in California, what's he really taking home?
I'm like $25 million. It's really not that much. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Okay, you're welcome to weigh in on LeBron James. We also have two stories that just keep exploding on the NFL side. So we get to that. It's M&P.
Hey, Lord Chestnut died in this movie.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Happy May, everybody. We made it. In the Northeast, this is a really big deal. Because April, you could get a snowstorm. May, you're pretty much in the clear. Lakers, not in the clear. Out of the playoffs. Gone. Gentlemen sweep, Pearl, at the hands of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Asking you a couple questions today. One, do you think Luka and LeBron will ever win a title together? Or is this going to be a little too late maybe on LeBron's career? And then can Luka get his fitness together? And can they put the right team around him to actually make this thing pay off?
Yeah, I mean, they really need another piece. I hate to say it.
Who's the tallest person you know?
It seems like they need Anthony Davis. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't know how you get AD back there. Obviously, you can't. They're just not a complete team, and I think you saw that in this series.
Definitely. We're also asking, who are you blaming the most for this particular series loss? Is it LeBron? Is it Luka? Is it J.J. Redick? Rob Pelinka? Where are you putting the blame here? JT is calling from Atlanta. Good day to be a LeBron hater, JT. Good morning.
Yeah, Christmas has come early for the Triple L haters, the Luka LeBron Laker haters. They're rejoicing in the rain today. But this is the thing that I want to say, a few things here, is that one, I'm blaming that J.J. Thibodeau for the way he coached these last two games. I'm blaming LeBron for making sure that his son had a roster spot when we could have put Trey Jameson on here, at least to as a big body, 7-footer that could at least grab rebounds or do something other than just having Jackson Hayes as our only option, or Jeremy Lin or Maxi Kluba, whoever else they wanted to put in there. But no, we want to save a spot for Bronny so that he could travel with his dad during the postseason.
DNPs last night, though, coach's decision. I mean, than just Bronny.
That was an all-time, I would say that was an all-time Lakers franchise low when Maxi Kleber checked in last night.
Oh, we never even got to Maxi Kleber.
Oh, my God. The guy hadn't played in a year or something?
No, January 25th was the last time he played when he was a member of the Mavs. Yeah. He came over in the Luka trade.
How did they said he never practiced with the team either because he's coming off an injury. What was he supposed to do?
Well, J.J. Redick was so desperate. I love, JT, that you called him J.J. Thibodeau. That was a shot for our Knicks fans across the glass here, JT.
Oh, no, we loved it.
We giggled.
Well, and
then so real quick too, everybody's talking about LeBron and him and Jordan comparisons, and the difference is not what anybody said, you know, as far as clutchness and all of that stuff. Those are all relative, 5'6" and all that. But Jordan was the best defensive player during his dominance as well.
Yeah.
LeBron has never been considered that, and so to say that you can dominate on the offense and the defense. It was a guy who just went in the draft before him. He was a two-way player.
Travis Hunter.
Before the two-way players became. Yeah, he was all that. And LeBron has never been considered.
Yeah, I'm a Jordan guy, but LeBron is a menace on defense. When in the fourth quarter, when he goes on the best player, forget. Are you kidding me? He's an incredible defender.
He stays down blocks. That's what he's known for.
No, he would switch. He would stay off the big guy. Then I've seen him in the fourth quarter when he wants to shut someone down, he can shut someone down. LeBron's one of the.
I've never seen LeBron lock someone up and be like, there was a series.
Even as a Laker, even as an old Laker, I've seen him in stretches lock down guys. He's LeBron James. You're telling me he can't play defense? I think he's an outstanding.
Have you ever been defensive player of the year?
Finished second.
I was going to say, he's finished second a couple times.
Did Jordan ever win defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Once.
88, yeah.
But here's JT, I think it's funny because to have this conversation now, it almost doesn't feel like we can have a true conversation because it's been a while since we've seen that LeBron. Now, he did have a chase down block in the last game. That was pretty exciting, but he hasn't. He can't be that defender now because he's too old to be that defender now. You know, he wouldn't. He's barely making it through games I'm hyperbole here, but when he was in his prime, was it as locked down as Jordan? I'll give you no, but it was not. It was not Nikola Jokic. It wasn't Luka.
Oh.
He actually was committed to the defensive end. You got to give LeBron the flowers there.
The Dobermans were the Dobermans, right? They were a best perimeter lockdown, you know, team. Him and Pippen put together, were shutting the whole perimeter down and allowed Stacey King, and you could have these other people, run in the middle and be able to still satisfy because everything on the perimeter got locked out. I think George. I mean, just think about it when he stole the ball from Karl Malone in the finals. I mean. LeBron was that. I mean, Jordan was that guy on both ends of the court.
JT, thank you for the call. We're up against the top of the hour.
But by the way, Jordan didn't even cover a man by the end of his career. He just hung out in the lanes and stole bass. I'd be dead serious. Him and Larry Bird would do that all game. They're like, I'm not even going to cover my guy. I'm just going to steal it from you.
Is there anything that LeBron can do to catch Jordan? 888-710-4ISN.
Get a time machine. It's going to be May.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.